See, your mind didn't get born again, but your spirit did. And your mind have to be renewed. What did the 23rd Psalm say? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Then he says down in, I think it's the second, third verse, he restores my soul. That means my soul gets restored. Your spirit didn't get restored. Your spirit, well, you were made brand new. Okay? You were made brand new. Brand new. What you mean? I never existed before until I was born again. I was made brand new. So, he said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may do what? Now watch it now. That you may do what? Prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. There's three wills. There's the good will, there's the acceptable will, and then there's the perfect will. How do you do that? Verse 3. For I say, through what? I say through the grace given unto me and to who? See, that's just Paul. See, he's not just talking about himself alone. He said to me and to every man, the grace. See, the grace. What is grace? God's ability. God's ability on you to do what you couldn't do before grace was given to you. Now you have grace, you have the ability, but ability must have knowledge. Ability must have direction. You got ability, but you got to know how to use that ability. Amen. And so he says what? Through the grace given unto me and to every man among you. Now watch it. Every man among you not to do what? Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And this is what people, this is where the body, the many members have gotten in trouble. You begin to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. And you begin to think, say, and do stuff outside of the word will of God. And that's too high thinking. Think you can get something from God and never confess the word. That's wrong thinking. When he told you, you can have what you say and you won't say it. That's wrong thinking. Too high thinking. Opposite thinking. And faith will not work for you. I do not care how much you say you believe, but if you don't finish the process, you won't have. Y'all better hear what Holy Ghost is saying. He said in James, the devil believed and trembled. Believing and trembling is not enough. You got to believe to the fact that you stand up and say, and once you say, you hold your confession. And you don't back off just because some circumstance showed up or because somebody showed up with an opinion.
All right.
You better go to your Bible. Don't take it just because I'm reading it or quoting it or preaching it. You go back home or go somewhere and open that Bible up and find out, did the Bible say what I said it said? So you won't go off and say, pastor said, bishop said, so no, the Bible said it. When I give my opinion and not the Bible, just forget it. Say, that's garbage. Throw it in the trash can.
Amen.
Amen. That's what you do at the house. All the stuff you don't use, you throw it in the trash can because it's garbage. Put it out on the road for the garbage man to collect. So there are some hindrances to faith. Are you with me so far? Now notice, let's look at this verse again. Back me up to Romans 3, 12, 3. Hallelujah. Romans 12, 3. Thank you, Lord. Are you with me?
Amen.
Thinking, now notice what he says, for I say through the grace given unto me and to every man among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Your thinking must be in line with God. If you're going to get what God said, if faith going to be affected in your life, you got to keep your mind renewed. You got to think right. You can't think prosperity and then try to do it the world's way. The Bible says seed, time, and harvest. The Bible said without faith, it is impossible to please him. That means when you sow your seed, if you want to operate in supernatural harvest and want to operate on supernatural ground, you're going to have to release your faith. How do you release your faith? I'm glad you asked. How do you release your faith? With words that you believe and you're fully persuaded. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Or have you ever gone there to think this? Can you imagine how Abraham felt or what came against him, the pressure that came on him? And he did, when the people that talked about him wasn't there when he had his conversation, encounter with God, they wasn't there. So they called him an old coot. Come on. He done lost it all, going around saying he a father of many nations. Gonna have a baby by that old grandma. She ain't never had one when she's a young woman. And he said, you know, what do people do today? Suppose I'm just using for an example because he's not going to do. Suppose God speak to me, say, Corey and Jimmy, y'all going to have another child. And then we start saying, what would y'all do? Boy, it'll be all over town. He done got to preaching that faith. He done lost it. You know that's what they'll say. Boy, he's way out there now. But at least we had seven already, you know. That's it, too. But they said, you can imagine what they were saying, but here's what I want to get you to see.